Good morning. We continue with our study of Mishnayos as we do every single day. Lulei Nishmas, Sarah, Malka, Bas, Reb, Yitzchak. We are in Masechta Ksubis. We're up to the second to last day of Masechta Ksubis. Mitzvah Hashem, tomorrow we start Masechta Nedarim halfway through the shir. Of course, we are in Perek Yud Gimel, Mishnayos Tes and Yud, and the Mishnah says as follows. We're continuing with the last of Admon's rules, and he says, Shnayim Shotziu Shtar Chuvzel Zeh. What happens if two people produce two IOUs against each other? What's called one guy Jack. Jack presents a document that says that he lent money to Simon, and in response, Simon also says that he lent money to Jack. So Admon Omer, Admon says that Simon can tell Jack, listen, if I owed you money, why would you borrow money from me? You should have just said, I want the money back. Obviously, I must have either paid you or something else must have happened that would have made your need to borrow money from me mute. Obviously, therefore, that fact that it was not mute means that I am actually owed the money and you are not. Now, the Chachamim disagree with Admon here, and they say, Jack can collect the loan in his document, and Simon can collect the loan in his document. The fact that he borrowed money from Simon, that Jack borrowed money to Simon, doesn't prove that Simon didn't owe money to Jack at the same time. So the Chachamim, in the Gemara comes back and points out that they agree with Admon that if he borrowed money after the loan was due, the fact that he borrowed the money seems to be a little bit suspect. He was already owed the money at that point. It's not that the loan, it was a potential loan. It was something that should have already been collected. That's very, very different, radically different from the other situation. On the other hand, in this situation where if Jack borrowed money before the loan was due, everyone agrees the fact that he failed to demand payment doesn't prove anything because he doesn't have a right to call in the loan early. That's just the terms of the loan. So the only place where they argue with one another is the day before the loan was due. Admon says, wait one day, you should have just been able to collect. And the Chachamim say, sometimes you just need money for one day, and therefore you don't have the ability to wait until tomorrow. And so for that reason, they disagree in our Mishnah. It's a very limited case. Shalosh arashos aratzos l'nisuin. There are three pieces of land for as far as marriages are concerned. Yehuda, Ivar, Yarden, and the Galil. A husband can't force his wife to move from one region to another because that travel was difficult and she might not be able to go back and see her family enough. And so therefore there are limitations. And by the way, says the Mishnah, if your wife is in a small town in one region, you can't force her to go to move to a small town in a different region. And we krach le krach from a large city to a large city in a different region. She can refuse if the community is the same. But if it's within the same region, motzian me'ir le'ir mi krach le krach. If he wants to relocate, he can move from hillside to Elizabeth to hillside. He can go ahead. But not from a small town to a large city, or a large city to a small town. Why? Because it's hard to get a person who's used to the fresh air of the village to get into the life of the city, where the houses are crammed together and the fresh air is not around. By the way, it's hard to a person who has everything right next to her in the city to have to now go ahead and drive around to go find it in the small town. By the way, if the husband wants to relocate within the same place in the same region, he can only make a move from a bad area where food is scarce and expensive to a good area where food is plentiful and cheap. But you can't force him to move to him from a good residence to a bad residence. He also can't make a move even from a bad place of residence to a good place of residence. Why? Because the fact of the matter is, a good place of residence can test a person's health if the person isn't used to it. Okay? And it can cause gastrointestinal problems if the person is now all of a sudden eating foods that the person's diet is not used to. We'll stop here. Be'ezus Hashem will continue tomorrow morning. Everybody have a fantastic, amazing day.